From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. We're going to get it down with that flow. I shouldn't be freestyling yet. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. Every Tuesday night, right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM or Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. That's 11 p.m. to midnight. The Mosh Gelton Show, that's Creative Loafing's best ever show. We were voted last year as the best ever Tampa Bay radio show of all time. Since World War II, they were radioing for bombs and help and stuff. We were better then than they were during World War II. I'm not here by myself. I've got my co-host with me.
Beatbox Bob.
With myself and Beatbox Bob today, we have a special guest. We got my man.
Scott. What's up, man?
Scotty Sig in the building, bro. Give it up.
Scotty!
Yeah. We're going to get down. We've got a trivia time, of course, popping off. And we're going to talk about something that happened last week. It is May 7th. Tuesday, May 7th. So know that. And last week, a little Weinstein action happened. So we're going to talk about that, man. We're going to talk about some stuff. And I also got some songs that are similar that I want us to decide as a three-man group. Which one of these songs are the best songs?
Okay.
So we got some stuff going on. Shout out to Sunshine 96.7 FM. Also, if you're not near St. Pete and you want to listen to anything on Radio St. Pete, just go to RadioSt.Pete.com and you could check out the FM. You could check out the online. That's 24/7. So don't forget to check that out. And Tuesday nights, the Mosh Gelton Show gets down as we start to get down. Beatbox Bob, how you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm feeling great, brother. It's a, you know, it's a beautiful evening. I'm having a blast. It's been a great week.
Why has it been a great week as opposed to just a normal, decent week?
Man, you know, you just get into that flow state and you just stay working and you feel like everything just sort of falls into place with no resistance. You know what I mean? One of those kind of deals. It just feels good, man. It's been a nice week. How you doing, Mosh?
I'm doing good. A great week for me would be like I would win $100,000 without playing any type of games because I don't gamble. So if I win $100,000, that would be a great week. And then the hottest chick in the world ever looks me right in the eye and says I'm the ugliest man she's ever met. But then the next hottest chick in the world comes and we do the business. Oh. That'd be a great week.
Okay.
And then... if I became King of England, mm-hmm. England, mm-hmm. professionals,
right?
Then that's a great week.
Oh, okay, so you have your bar like really, 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 really high for what great is.
I set the bar high, Bob, because you know I want something. I want it to be unattainable that way. There's a saying that I think I made up, but people tried to co-opt my saying. But okay. I made this up when I was like six. If you reach for the stars, you may just end up on the moon.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Right, Scott?
Six-year-old, you invented that?
Six-year-old me.
Six-year-old Mosh said, if you reach for the stars, you'll likely end up on the moon.
Dude, I might have been five.
That's impressive. That's real impressive.
Should I give myself some love?
Yeah, you should.
Scott, have you ever... We got Scotty Sig in the building. Have you ever been on any live broadcast in your life?
No, never.
Have you ever been on any broadcast in your life? Make sure you're close to the mic, and you want to try to keep the face in the zone, like in the same territory the whole time you're talking.
No, I've never been on any broadcast, TV, radio, none of that.
No, how does it feel to sit in here?
It's interesting. It's a cool experience. Knock it off the bucket list.
We're excited to have you, brother.
Appreciate it, man. It's good to be here.
We're going to get down. We're going to get into some toppies, bro. I've got four songs. I'm going to jump into these. Or I got five songs, really. I'm going to jump into these. I want us to go through these. Tell me if you know what they are. And let's just pop right off with it and see which one of these songs. Now, all these songs, I was listening to them, and I'm like, what's the way that I can, like, put them together in a group, you'll hear them and you'll know, all right, these five songs do kind of sound similar, but like it's, I said like loneliness type songs.
Okay.
But it's the way that these songs go. You guys will know all of them.
They're all adjacent.
Yeah, exactly. They are definitely all adjacent. You guys will definitely know this song. And let's play the first song. Some trust fund babies, Brooklyn loft, by the bathroom. You said let's talk, but my confidence is wearing off. Well, these are my people, these are my friends. She grabbed my face and that's when she said, I like that you're broken, broken like me. Maybe that makes me a fool. You guys know this jam?
Yeah, I love this song.
I've heard it before. I don't know the name of another group, but I've heard it.
This is a band called Lovely the Band, and the song is called Broken. It's a banger, right?
Such a good song. It's got that like summertime, you just graduated high school and you're going out and partying with your friends kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like if like a house EDM DJ decided to make just regular good pop music, that's what that sounds like to me.
When I hear the song, I'm thinking like you just broke up with your girl. You've been fighting for like a month and then you broke up, but both of you like don't want to go to the party or nothing and you're sitting alone. And, like, she's sitting at her house alone. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting at your house alone.
Oh, wow.
And then you're just thinking about each other.
That's cute.
And then, like, at the very end, you guys are going to, like, decide, you know, we were meant to be together.
Wow.
So this is the type of song. So the first one we got is going up against the next one, and we got to decide which one we think is better. The next song is going to be this song. Now, I know you guys know this song. The pace is a little different, but I think you guys can understand that the vibe is kind of the same. You know what I'm saying? So here is the next song. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up. Guys know Wake Me Up by Avicii.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the songs.
Yeah.
A little similar, right?
I get it. Yeah. It's like, again, EDM DJ makes pop music. Really good.
I'll go first, then we'll go with Bob, then we'll go with Scotty Sig. Beatbox. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say Lovely the Band. I'm going to go with Broken. I like that song just slightly better than Wake Me Up by Avicii.
Okay.
So I'm going with Broken, Lovely the Band. Which one are you going to go with?
I like Wake Me Up better only because of the drop. The drop is just so juicy and fun. I like the subject material of the first one better, but just Wake Me Up is musically just more entertaining.
When I close my eyes and I'm going, I like that you're lonely, lonely like me, it hits me harder than So Wake Me Up When It's All Over. It's close. It's close.
Right. Like, one of them is like a coming of age. The other one is like two broken souls meeting together.
It makes me think of very, very sweaty, hot males, both songs. Scott, you are the tiebreaker of what we're going to have going on here. So is it going to be Lovely the Band's Broken, or is it going to be Avicii's Wake Me Up?
It's going to be Wake Me Up. I feel that...
That
searching for yourself, living your life, and then realizing the whole time that you were searching for yourself, not realizing it in the process. That speaks to me.
Damn, bro. He might have picked the right thing, because I think I have some sort of problem with that myself. So that makes sense. So I guess Avicii is going to go into the finals. All right. Everybody should know pretty much all these songs, but here's the next song.
In your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rape yourself, take all the courage you have left. Wasted on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my
dear? Y'all see me bleep that out quick.
Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before.
China.
Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your score.
How dare you?
Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the rest.
China!
Learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed up this time.
You guys know the jam.
Yeah.
Never heard it before.
I forgot there was a big F word in that song.
Yeah, right in the middle of it. And right in the center of the chorus.
And my bleep button wasn't there because it was on Greta and Donald Trump.
Ah.
So I couldn't get to the bleep button, but now I have the... But it was stuck on...
China!
How dare you!
China!
How dare you!
And then we got, you know, this one.
Are you going to bring that to the wizard? Are you going to bring that to the wizard?
Hey, you're listening to the Methamphetamine Hour.
All right, well, so you guys know the song, right?
Yeah.
Little Lion Man.
It's a good song.
Mumford & Sons, that is. And then we're going to go with the final song right here. I know everybody knows this song. Nobody in the world doesn't know this song. Here we go. You guys know that Foster the People.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Foster the People. That's going to be Pumped Up Kicks, or it's going to be Mumford and Sons Little Lion Man, Beatbox Bob.
Little Lion Man.
You're going Little Lion Man.
Yeah.
Scott.
I'm going Little Lion Man too.
Lion Man.
If I had to listen to something on repeat for the rest of my life, I'm going with that.
Why do you guys go with Little Lion Man?
It's more meaningful in a more generally broad and emotional way versus Pumped Up Kicks is more like, you know, talking about Columbine.
I think I would have went with Little Lion Man too. But we're throwing Little Lion Man in the fire with some serious finals. There is one wild card song, and I thought this song just sounded way too much like the rest of them to not throw. Here it is. Totally joking. Sounds nothing like it. All right, hilarious. So we have...
Hilarious.
We have a V... We've got a... That was for me. That was a joke for my own self. I didn't mean... That's, you know, sometimes you need to get a lot of this. Love you guys. All right, look. Wake Me Up by Avicii or Little Lion Man, Mumford & Sons. So this is what Little Lion Man sounds like.
And you know that you have seen this all before.
I'll show you how my bleep button works.
Tremble, little lion man. You'll never settle any of your score. Grace is wasted in your face. Your boldness stands alone among the wreck.
He says, your grace is wasted in your face. Your boldness stands alone among the wreck.
It's great.
It's kind of fire. And it's that song, and it's going up against this song right here that you guys know and love. And I'm able to press the button.
Travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over.
All right, I'll go first. I like that song, but it's too commercial. And Little Lion Man would, man, damn, I don't even know. Hold
up. Too commercial. Little Lion Man is also super commercial.
Nah.
I've seen like three different television commercials.
Wake Me Up or Little Lion Man. Did you hear what I said he said? It was like chase and race the molecule that goes above the atom on the fence. Dude, it was some Oppenheimer stuff, bro.
Wasted in your face. Your
that dude was on some Flowbot stuff. I'm going with Avicii, Wake Me Up, man.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
Yeah, Avicii, Wake Me Up. Wake Me Up gets the win, bro.
When I'm wiser and I'm older,
give it up for Wake Me Up. I almost put in Justin Timberlake's I Could Dig My Toes in the Sand.
If you put that on, that would win.
Yeah, it was on here, but I was like, I'm going to scratch that because I think it sounds least like
the other ones?
Yeah.
That's fair, but like you put anything with JT on it and I'll vote for it.
Yeah, I love Justin Timberlake and Timberland together.
Oh, yeah. Justin Timberlake's my favorite pop artist.
Yo, so we're broadcasting right now. We're in Newport Richey. Have you guys been to Chasco lately?
Like the Fiesta?
Yeah, downtown Newport Richey.
Are they running it right now?
No, I'm just saying in the past couple of years.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Have you noticed how like I've been getting into squabbles on Facebook about how downtown used to be
right
20 years ago in comparison to what it is now, and I think it's totally trash bags.
Well, it's unrecognizable compared to how it was 20 years
but from
now.
Do you like chat do you like downtown and Sims Park better now, or do you like the wooden playground, the it felt like nature? They just put down golf turf instead right. of grass.
Okay, so if I'm going to be honest with you...
They commercialized the damn park.
I kind of like it better.
You're part of the problem, dude.
Well, okay, hear me out, because I understand where you're coming from, and I get the vibe, and I'm with that, because old downtown was great. You know, they had a couple little mom-and-pop restaurants. There was one nice big bar. There was a couple of small little watering holes, you know, and Sims Park was beautiful, right? It was a gorgeous spot. They had the giant, you know, wooden tower and all of that. The problem was is that there was a lot of people problems going on over there. And when I say that, I mean that there was a lot of, you know, rampant, you know, drug use ruining the place and mucking up everything. Now that everything's been so commercialized and pushed forward, it's a much cleaner area. It's a cleaner environment. If I could have the same level of security as now, back then, but with the same aesthetic, I would definitely choose that. But I feel 100% safer at nighttime down in downtown Newport Richey than I did 20 years ago.
So what you're saying is it's you like it better because it's safer now.
Yeah, And it, I mean, you know, that's just how it is. It's cleaner. It's safer. There's no, you know, dirty anything anywhere.
I get that. Yeah. Hey, look, I completely like safer.
Yeah.
Safer's better for me.
It's more well lit and there's more to do.
I mean, there's more. I'm all for the shops. Yeah. I'm all for the shops. Chasco, what I got in my first qualm with them because everywhere from Trinity all the way up to Spring Hill and Brooksville has gone through gentrification, in my opinion, right now. It's already gone through it.
Sure thing.
And, like, my first qualm was at Chasco Fiesta when I found out that they charge children $5 a piece just to get into the fair. Right. So just to get into public property, just to get into downtown that their parents pay taxes for them to be able to get into, they have to pay money. And I'm like, I tried to lobby with them to not charge children, 18 and up. Don't charge children. There's poor kids that can't afford to get in here, bro.
Right.
And that's capitalism, I guess, but you can't, like, you're taking my public domain. You know what I'm saying? That's, I don't want to, yeah, I don't like every, it seems like everything in there, and it's not like there's some people came in there. It seems like they came in there and just put some chintzy stuff up and wanted to start selling.
Well, like, okay, I understand.
Walmart, they made it a Walmart, bro.
I understand where you're coming from, but, like, I actually went to and paid the money to get in. And I'll tell you this, the quality of the food products, the line systems were way faster. Everything was just improved just ever so slightly because they actually could count how much they had and could be prepared for how much they had available.
I bet. But I'm just saying, I don't think you need to charge. You can charge the kid for the food, but you don't got to charge him to see the food.
Right. That's fair.
So 14-year-old kid, $5 a piece. So that's when it kind of started. And then, like, man, I like the aesthetic of the buildings in downtown Newport Richey now. Everything's looking nice. They got the buildings looking fire. Just it got all commercialized, man. Everything got commercialized down there. And then the park itself to me seems like some sort of artificial wonderland compared to the. We used to have that wooden playground, Sims Park's wooden playground.
That wooden playground was my safe space as a child. You could get lost in that thing. Your parents couldn't find you. And it was like just that moment of independence at 5 years old. I had a lot of crazy stuff going on in my childhood. But every time I went to that park, it was a great time. It was awesome.
I don't think that you can become a man if you don't at least go through the tire part, come back out,
rite of passage,
and then go on that one thing that goes back and forth, and then you jump through, and then you got to go under a couple, then you come back up. There's a pole, you come down, and then you go. Actually, allegedly, I seen somebody that looked just like me to the T. Mm-hmm. Hooked up with a chick there one night.
Wow.
Yeah, late night around 2 a.m. after the bar. Yeah, brought her over there. Everything was looking moonlight. That's what allegedly this dude that looked like me did it.
Dang, there was a couple of times where I went with a group of friends and stuff, and like the middle of the night, we would just, you know, go walking, and we'd end up going to Sims Park. And there was a few times, bro, where I've actually slept inside of that little wooden, you know, playground stuff. You know what I mean? We wake up at like 6 o'clock when we hear the stirring of other kids outside, and we're like, okay, time to just integrate back into society seamlessly.
So what he's saying is he's the reason they had to tear down the wooden playground.
I was a kid back
your
then.
Fault, bro. You brought this onto our city. You probably brought the car washes onto our city too, huh?
These car washes, bro.
there's a car wash. There's no way they're making money.
What, car washes?
Yeah.
What do you mean how there's no way they're making money?
Bro, they charge $16 to spend an hour on your car with one dude. So if they pay him $15 an hour, their profit margins are 5% without spending any money.
Where's that? Who's washing your car?
I don't know. How much does it cost to detail a car at a car wash?
Oh, you said detailing?
Yeah.
That's different. You don't find that at car washes.
They don't detail a car wash?
No, no. You just go to a car. Most car washes are automated or self-serve. So most of the time, like, that's where all the money is because it's like a million quarters that you're spending to get, you know, just like a towel and to spray the water and to do the thing. Or the automated car wash, like that Tommy is not a sponsor, is that you can literally just drive through it and then they have like a whole detail kit that you can do for your own car for like $3.
So you're saying that all these...
like monthly subscriptions and stuff, yeah.
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 You can pay for monthly for your car wash. That makes sense.
I have a monthly subscription to Tommy's. Again, not a sponsor, but they're definitely one of my favorite places for.
Am I speaking slower or are you speaking fast?
I think we're speaking generally a similar.
What would you say? Would you say I'm speaking slower or he's speaking fast?
He's like a tiny bit faster than you right now. Just a tiny bit faster. I wouldn't say that you're
slower. Because I'm slow?
No, I think it's just because we're respecting the turnstile and I just happen to be talking in this general speed normally.
And car washes get them hyped up.
Am I slow?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking your normal pace. I'm talking a normal pace.
This whole exercise was to find out whether I'm speaking more slowly than I would normally.
Okay, you can just ask that next time instead of running us through that whole giant rigmarole, you know what I mean?
Nah, because you wouldn't have understood.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
You gotta be able to know what I'm saying.
That's reasonable.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
We're gonna get into some. I can't wait to get into some trivia time because I want to see. We got Scotty Sagan here. I think he might light it up. But first, Bob, listen, bro, I will cut you off. Cause your baby butt is soft. You can't battle rap me. I'll hit you in the leg, you'll only have a half knee. That's what I do because you're having acne. I got a bomb, I'ma blow up like acne. Doesn't matter, you can't sit up on the pot. You ain't gonna get no help when I hit you from Scott. Guaranteed, cause you ain't got the sig. Everybody knows, I'm gonna split your wig. And if you got something to say, you better say it. Don't spray it, and no ditty, but don't be gay, kid.
Actually, I can't believe that you're attacking me. This dude is not speaking any kind of factually. I can't believe you would try to attack me, but this dude can't even see how he's whackney. He's hackney. This dude can't talk nothing. Every single word he says isn't even worth nothing. Every word he says is completely whack. This dude doesn't even know the sound of a lightning crack. I'm not really good at making words right now, but here we are. I'm running in the show anyhow. We got Mosh on the beat. And dude, this beat's not really that great, but hey, it meets the need. This dude will meet defeat. If he tries to attack me, he will meet defeat. He will turn into meat, and everything he says is whack. I said, I like car wash. Bro, why'd you cut me off?
You ever seen a bear eat its food?
Eat its food?
You ever seen a bear eat a fish?
Yeah.
Bro.
Like a claw at it.
Yeah, they don't kill it. They want it, they just peel it like a vegetable. Yeah. Bears don't kill their prey like lions and stuff. I was watching Joe Rogan and
just eat it alive.
I watched. There's this Instagram thing. I got this from Joe Rogan. There's an Instagram page called Nature is Metal. I don't know. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I follow it, and it's the most gruesome nature stuff. And I watched this bear just grab this fish, still alive, flapping, and he just peeled its scales back.
Jeez.
Started chomping it from the back to the head. That has got to be horrific.
Brutal.
Bears don't, them omnivores, you'd rather get that carnivore right to the neck. Thum.
Fry, just kill you off and be done with it.
And then you don't, I mean, I know these antelopes that are getting eaten alive from the back.
Oh, man.
Bro, I know there's women that would love that, but the antelopes, because that's how they prey upon them.
Do you know how hyenas eat? Dude, them guys are nuts, bro. There's like three of them. They'll go and tackle a zebra, whatever it's pronounced. And then they'll actually like eat it from the back through its insides.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so they'll just go in there and just get all up in there.
Yeah, from like the, you know what I'm talking about.
I've seen them pop out of one of those creatures with their head just coming out of a hole in their stomach. Like, hey, yeah. Is everybody out there? And then just going back into the animal.
Yeah.
Gruesome.
That's cool and all, but have you ever seen a cat with a lizard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's in Newport Richey right now. You go out on anyone's property, and they'll be bringing you squirrels and lizards, and they just play with it. They just have fun with it and take their time.
Cats everywhere too. There's so many. I think Newport Richey is the cat stray capital of Pasco County, at least.
I read this thing where the domestic house cats would be the apex predator of the entire planet if they were scaled up. Like, apparently their muscle distribution is to where they would actually, like, make, like, if they were the same size as tigers, tigers would be wimpy, tiny nonsense compared to, like, domestic house cats of the same scale. They're so incredibly prolific hunters, and they have such more reflexes that they could just decimate anything if they were the size of tigers.
Yeah, there's this dam, and I don't want to rehash it, but have you ever seen the thing where you can only pick two, the one guy with the rifle and then the 10,000?
Oh, yeah, 10,000 rats.
Guys always had that wrong. You're lucky we got to go to trivia time, because if we didn't, bro,
oh, man.
But we already elaborated on that on the podcast. So, hey, listen, this is the Mosh Gelatin Show right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, and we're not going to give you stuff that we've given you other places. This is new material. This is new content. This is for Sunshine. Go to RadioStPeteOnline.com, and hey, This radio station is ran by good people who could use donations from you guys to help, you know, keep the station lubed and oiled. They just got the new studio, which is really dope. Also, they've got us, and you know they're paying us the big bucks, and we need to help them afford that. So, RadioStPete.com, go to that. They're really not, I'm joking. And we love you guys. Now, I got one question to ask you guys.
All right.
You guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah!
All right, Scott, this is your first time playing trivia time, so I'm going to give you the rules. Here's how it's going to go, right?
So,
I'm going to ask you a question, and the answer is going to be somewhere embedded in the lyric of a song. For instance, if I ask you, what does Stacy's mom got, and you say?
Got it going on.
It going on. That's correct. But if I say, what has Stacy's mom got, and you say?
A 1937 Ford.
She doesn't have a 1937 Ford. She's got it going on. So you pretty much got it down real quick. Scott knows how to play. If you got it, say, got it. That's the verbal buzzer. You say, got it. If you say, got it, and you get it wrong, then you forfeit your right to go first in the next time. And that's about it. So, hands on verbal buzzers. We're going to the first question. This is according to a song lyric, trivia time in the Mosh Gelatin Show right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. First question, according to a song lyric, what am I pleased to do?
I got it.
Are you?
Yeah.
What am I pleased to do?
Pleased to meet you. I hope you guess my eye.
Very well done. We start off easy, but yes, pleased to meet you. Won't you guess my name? That is Rolling Stones. Bob with the first point very quickly. All right, the first couple should be easy. Hands on verbal buzzers. According to a song lyric, what do they do with a pocket full of shells?
Got it.
Bob, you think you got it?
Yeah.
All right, Bob, according to a song lyric, what do they do with a pocket full of shells?
They rally around the family.
They rally around the family. It's your family, but I'll give that to you.
It's fair.
They rally around your family with a pocket full of shells. Bob, another answer quick. Bob's got two. Scott has yet to get on the board, but we've got some questions. Here we go. According to a song lyric, where did I just die tonight?
I got it.
Scott, where did I just die tonight?
In your arms.
I just died in your arms tonight. Scott has put himself on the board.
Must have been something you said.
I just died in your arms tonight. Very well done. Scott's got a point. We're on question number four. Trivia time of the Mosh Gelatin Show. According to a song lyric, what's the only thing I'll ever ask of you?
Oh, I got it.
Bob thinks he has it. All right, Bob, according to a song lyric, what's the only thing I'll ever ask of you?
You got to promise not to stop when I say when.
That's correct. You got to promise not to stop when I say when.
She said.
That is
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, Bob, another point. All right, we're rocking and rolling here. According to a song lyric, what do I've got to do, even if it's the last thing we ever do? Oh, what, excuse me, what do we got to do, even if it's the last thing we ever do? What do we got to do, even if it's the last thing we'll ever do?
I'm not sure.
I got nothing on it.
It's an older song.
It's a rock song.
Yeah. It's, I would call it maybe an oldies. But what do we got to do if it's the last thing we ever do?
It's the Beatles?
It might be.
If it is, I probably don't know the whole thing. Even if it's the last thing we ever
do. According to a song lyric, what do we got to do even if it's the last thing we ever do?
Phone a friend.
We got to come together.
Incorrect.
If it's the last thing we ever do.
We got to get out of this place. If it's the last thing I'll ever do. You don't know that one?
No.
Drawing a blank.
I don't know who does that song. I'm trying to see here. It does not say, but.
No
I'm
idea.
Sure the people listening are screaming the name of the band, but nobody gets the point. That's all right, because we're still rocking and rolling. A few more questions left. It's still anybody's game. We've got Scotty Sig and Beatbox Bob. Here we go. According to a song lyric, for 2 points, what is there?
What is there?
What is there? Older rock.
Older rock. Oh, no.
What is there?
I don't know. There is.
That's correct. According to a song lyric, older rock. What is there? Very, very famous song that you both know all the lyrics to.
There is. It's like older rock. There is, what is it, Queen?
Nope, older, I think. Yeah.
Older than Queen?
Yep.
That we both, that everybody in the world knows?
Everybody knows this song.
It's obviously got to be one of the important taglines in the song rather than just a random one-off lyric.
It's the first words in the song.
There is.
What is there, according to a song lyric? An old classic rock song.
Old
Let me see if I can.
Rock.
I can't do the beat. Okay, that's enough I can give to you.
There is. There is a house in New Orleans.
There is a house in New Orleans.
They call the rising sun.
Bob gets it correct. He only gets 1 point because he's in the lead. Scott's got one. Bob with 4.
Killing it.
Couple questions left. It's still anybody's game. For 2 points, what have I scaled only to be with you? Adult contempt, maybe?
Man, I'm going to say got it just to forfeit the next turn, so I'll say got it.
Okay, according to a song lyric, what have I scaled only to be with you?
Mountains.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. So now I forfeited my turn.
What have I scaled only to be with you? Do you know who it is?
No idea at all.
It's like soft 90s rock, the most famous softer-ish rock band of the 90s.
The Fray?
It's like, no, it's that version of music, but the biggest guys ever to do that version of music.
Counting Crows.
Bigger than them.
Blue October.
No, it's older too, a little bit. They've been around for a while.
These Heavy Walls? I can hear it.
That's exactly correct.
It
It's these city walls, but he's getting points for that. That is you too.
There's not. That's not even close to the fray. What do you mean, the biggest to ever?
U2.
Come on.
The Fray's music is exactly like U2.
Not even close. Not even.
The
close.
Cure or
You're about to put U2 and the Cure in the same topic.
Not
Get
the
out
Cure.
Of here,
not the Cure. What's the sound? What's the song that? What's the band that does Clocks?
I have no idea. Clocks?
Lights go. Coldplay.
Okay, that's fair.
That
so Coldplay
goes into
is U2. Closer. Yeah, Coldplay is close.
In my opinion, all that goes into you too.
Wow. Well, you got a messed up opinion.
Good job, Scott, with a great good snag. We've got two questions left. It's anybody's game, and my throat is almost recovered from what I've done last night, according to a song lyric. How do I feel in the sun?
Feel in the sun.
How do I feel in the sun, according to a song lyric?
Okay. Oh, I think I got it.
You think you got it?
It's Weezer.
According to a song lyric, then, you can't answer. You got any idea about us? It's going to be an open table in a second. But according to a song lyric.
Yes.
All right, according to a song lyric, Scott, how do I feel in the sun?
I feel good in the sun.
So fun, I can't control my brain.
Nope.
So it's not Weezer.
Very nice guess. No, it's not.
Okay.
I would put these guys as the early Weezer, and a lot of people have written articles that have said that. But you might disagree with that too.
How do I feel in the sun?
How 90s band. How do I feel in the sun, according to a song lyric?
I feel fun in the sun. I feel one in the sun.
First say where it is and then say it again.
In the sun.
Say it again.
In the sun. So Nirvana, but I don't know what the actual lyric is.
So how do I feel in the sun?
In the sun we feel.
I feel as one.
Oh, Scott got you! I feel as one.
I gotta give it to Bob because I definitely said it a little quicker once he kind of.
And we both said it together.
Oh, it doesn't matter because it is Scott's got five then, and or I mean Scott's got four, Bob's got five. So this is the tiebreaker. This is the final question of trivia time. Whoever gets this is the winner. It's a two-pointer. So
okay.
Hands on verbal buzzers. Now, since this is the last question, if you guess first and you get it wrong, you lose 2 points.
All right.
So until it's an open table, if you call and you get it wrong, you lose 2 points.
All right.
And that would make you lose. So here we go. Hands on verbal buzzers. According to a song lyric, when am I not listening?
When am I not listening?
For the win. According to a song lyric, when am I not listening?
I'm listening when.
Say got it if you got it. According to a song lyric.
Oh, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Bob's calling. You want to wait for open table or you want to call?
I'll call it right now.
Okay. All right, Bob, I'll ask you. According to a song lyric, when am I not listening?
When you say goodbye.
Beatbox Bob's got it. Give it up. Give it up. Very close, but I knew Scott would give you a run for your money.
Good job, Scott.
I'm not listening when you say goodbye by one question.
You were like legit actually like one of the closest in studio, legit, without any like point finagling.
I'll get you next time.
I know. I wasn't finagling many points there.
Yeah, he did a really good job. It was impressive.
You guys like my Rays hat?
Yeah, that's a nice hat.
Sunshine, thank you, Sunshine 96.7 FM, for letting me come to that game. I went to this radio show, got me box tickets to a game, and I happened to have drank the night before, like, a lot, and I woke up with the biggest hangover, and I remember I had to go because I had to go, and I just took as much Advil and I took as much everything I could. And the whole time I was in the box, I was kind of like holding my head and my eyes were closed most of the time, and I'm like, man, these people probably think I'm on all kinds of drugs. And I drank a beer, but it was, if I didn't have a headache, I thought Tropicana Field was a good experience. I had a good time there.
I love Tropicana Field. It's always a good time to have. There's even been times where I've sat in, sat in the, grassy area, where you kind of just stand over in the, near, the scoreboard and stuff like that. And even then, it was still a great experience. I had fun. Their concession stand is good food. Yeah, it's a good spot.
So, Harvey Weinstein, here's what, this is from last week. Now,
what is his deal again? Because I get him mixed up with a bunch of other people.
Harvey Weinstein is the godfather of the Me Too movement. He's the first person. He's a producer in Hollywood who would do weird, he would abuse his power.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that Cowhead is like him at all. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But here's an article. And in a 4-3 decision, the New York Court of Appeals found that the appointed judge prejudiced the disgraced movie mogul's case by allowing prosecution to call women who were not part of the case to testify as witnesses. The court said that the testimony served no material non-propensity purpose. It added that the court's decision to allow Weinstein to be cross-examined when he had no criminal history portrayed the defendant in a highly prejudicial light. So I believe this means he gets out.
So they're saying that they were prejudiced against him on what grounds?
It's not saying the exact grounds. What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay, so Weinstein was convicted of sex offenses in 2022. He got sentenced to 16 years in prison.
Right.
Because of Thursday's verdict, he will not be released from prison. Instead, it's understood he will be transferred to authorities in California where his conviction still stands. So what is this? Why is this news? He's not out.
Well, I guess what they're saying is that there's a new legal precedence that he might be able to use in order to fight the charges. But they're saying he's claiming it's prejudice, but I don't understand how. I'm trying to understand what the prejudiceness is involved in.
This is what Bubba led with this morning, and he's not out?
Well, no. Well, Bubba would probably lead with that because there's a potential for Harvey Weinstein to be able to get out.
I'm trying to plagiarize morning show's material. And they're making me look bad. This is dumb, bro. Listen, if you guys are out there and you got morning material, you gotta understand, bro. It's not just you. There could be people that need to poach your information. And if I'm trying to take your stuff and you've got some hacky, Harvey Weinstein, clickbaity. We don't do clickbaity here, bro. That sounded cool. Everyone, as soon as I said Harvey Weinstein, everyone was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. You know, and then it pumps everybody's nads up when you say Harvey Weinstein and Me Too. But so everybody enjoyed that. But then he's not getting out.
Right.
And you know that Harvey Weinstein and Jeff Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell are all sitting on an island somewhere, chilling, killing.
Counting zeros on their Swiss bank accounts.
With Tupac.
And Biggie.
They didn't go to the moon, bro. I'm trying to tell them.
Yeah, they're chilling with reptiles underground and the underground horse people.
In the sun, where they feel as one.
The Chuds.
In the sun. In the sun. That was the Nirvana song that you...
Yeah.
It's funny, right when Nirvana came, the day that they dropped their first album... Every heavy metal band quit playing.
That's funny.
Why is that the case?
Metal just got heavier is what happened because the Florida death metal scene kicked off right around that same time.
And besides Cannibal Corpse, which one of those?
6 Feet Under.
What happened to Metallica after Nirvana came on the scene?
Oh, Metallica dropped off.
What happened to
dropped off
Led Zeppelin? Back.
Led Zeppelin, I think they broke up a while before even Nirvana came onto the scene.
What happened to AC/DC?
They were touring in the UK.
But they never put out anything else crazy.
They did. They put out a bunch of new albums. So did Metallica.
Yeah, and they were good?
Yeah.
Because you always hear the thing.
Like, arguably, Metallica's newest album is probably one of their better ones. And they released that like 2 years ago.
Have you ever heard Saint Anger by Metallica?
Garbage.
Garbage?
Garbage.
Bro, your whole life is worthless.
No, no, no. If you're about to tell me that Saint Anger is their best album, you can just leave your own show right now.
No, it's not their best album.
Okay. All right.
It's one of my favorite songs of theirs.
Oh, song individually? It's a pretty good song. The whole album completely trash as a concept.
If you say that Saint Anger as a song is trash...
No, 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 no. That's the, like, only okay song.
To even associate anything Metallica has ever done with trash is blasphemy. Me.
Nah, that's not true.
And it makes me believe that you believe in the theory of evolution when you say stuff like that. Right there, that right there alone makes me believe that you'll go shopping and take a lot more plastic bags than you need and use them for your garbage cans in your house.
That's true.
I can tell that that's the type of person you are.
Yeah.
I
also put the cart away, though. Even if it's raining, I'll still put it back.
That's a nice of you, but if you have fingernails and you need some fruit, and you're looking to get some fruit, you're the type to give the fruit a little prick with your fingernail just to see if the skin's good for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Other people need to eat that fruit.
Oh, no. Like at the grocery store?
At the grocery store.
Oh, no. I never interact with anything. I see a lot of people eating, grapes and stuff off of the bundles.
You're not
and
moving grapes?
I will never, ever, ever. That drives me completely insane.
So you're a saint then?
No, just like grocery store stuff. I work at a restaurant. Grocery store stuff bothers me. Bothers me. If I see somebody switching out grapes to make their bundle a little bit bigger, I will fight you. Like, I promise you, meet me in the produce aisle. I'm grape watching.
Yo, Scott, Saint Anger. Do you know the song?
I know Metallica. I don't know it by name.
Tell me this song right here.
I know it's one of their popular ones.
Tell me if this is trash. Fuck it up, fuck it. Okay, listen. What I'm not gonna do is play it though because I can't. But what I will say is, if I find a clean version, hold on. I almost played it. Let's see here. Clean, ding, 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 ding. And there we spine up. I don't even trust it, bro. So we ain't got. But Saint Anger was good.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty reasonable song, you know, overall. There's 100 million other songs that are way better from them, but, you know, yeah.
They do have. We've done the tournament.
Yeah.
We've done the tournament. I forgot which one won. I think it was like Master of Puppets or something stupid.
No, I think it was Ride the Lightning.
Ride the Lightning?
Yeah, out of the group that we had.
We must have been on drugs.
It was either Ride the Lightning or Sanitarium. Because those were the last two that went.
We're just naming Metallica songs right now.
No, that's not true. It's actually because I remember it because I love Metallica a whole lot.
You got anything going on coming up this week, man?
No. No, no. I'm going to be, just straight up working all week. I'm going to be, in studio. I'm going to be here and there and everywhere. You'll see me on street corners with signs, with Mosh. You'll see, hanging out, man.
Siggy, did you enjoy doing this?
Yeah, it was cool. It was an awesome experience, man. Interesting.
Yeah, we got to get you down on the jamboree, bro. We got to get you down on that on another show. We got to get you pumping.
Yeah, pump up on the pod, bro. That'd be fun.
Yeah, the pod is lit. We are number one. We tend to get number one. And the phone is still not hooking up.
So, like, what service do you have that through? Like, who?
It's through Verizon.
So then just bring the phone in and tell them that this is a problem.
Well, it's not hooking up to the damn... I'm just going to call the wizard over here. The wizard's going to come.
I'm just telling you, you could probably just bring it over there and then you'd probably end up with a free upgrade because it's like being detrimental to your business. If you talk to a manager and you're nice...
There's a lot of stuff I have to do driving there and spending an hour or two when the wizard will
on
do
the
it
corner
in
of the
seconds.
Road.
I get it. Maybe it'll come to me driving there, Bob. Maybe I'll drive there. I might get there. I might end up going all the way there and driving.
I believe you.
If the wizard can get it fixed quickly, I'm going to get it fixed quickly. And there shouldn't be any extemporaneous thing. It's got to be something dumb I'm doing. I'm pretty sure I turned off this.
What I'm telling you is that it might have ended up getting a software upgrade, and because it's such an older phone, that it might have ended up just having a software issue, and now it's like basically obsolete unless you like download a specific thing on the phone.
And this other phone has some sort of lock to where I can only use it for internet. This other extra phone that we have, I can only use it for internet, and it doesn't work for I can't. There's like a lock,
right?
And I'm like, bro, the dude. I gave them the guy that sold it to me, whose name it was before mine. And I'm like, yo, he's telling you to let me have it. And he's like, nope, you need to know the code. And I'm like, so what is this, locked forever?
Yeah.
And he's like, yep. And I'm like, what are you trying to do to me? Is this some sort of sexual thing? And he said, yes, it was. And then we've been married ever since.
Wow. You going to start a daycare in Colorado?
I'm going to start a daycare with a straight flare. All right, we got to get out of here. This has been the Mosh Gelatin Show. Check it out. Every Monday night, you can catch us live from 8 to 10 p.m. right here at RadioSaintPete.com. That's Radio St. Pete Online. It is the greatest online radio show in Tampa Bay, as per Creative Loafing 2023. Don't forget, Creative Loafing's best radio show of 2023, best radio show FM, who we beat Mike Calta and Drew Garabo. I think Drew Garabo even beat Mike Calta.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the Mosh Gelatin Show was number one.
Right.
Then Drew Garabo was number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then down there was little Mike Calta. And we beat Drew's awesome, right?
We love Drew.
Their show is really good.
They got a great show.
And then we easily beat Mike Calta's show, of course. So
no problem at all.
Because Mike is easy to show.
Easy peasy.
Easy, right?
Yeah.
But Drew is good.
I'm really impressed that we even got close to Drew.
I can't even believe that was even possible that we beat Drew.
Like, just barely. And I'm glad that, like, you know, we're all good because I love that show. I love those guys.
I love Drew. We beat Mike, though. Easy.
Yeah, easy nothing.
It wasn't even like a thought.
I'm not even kind of happy about it, honestly. I feel like, you know, being the, you know, richest kid at a Chuck E. Cheese.
I know. It's like, nobody who's listening to that show. How do you get third?
Yeah, how did you even get to this?
We love you guys. Tuesday night, don't forget, 11 p.m. to midnight, and right back here Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. Mosh Gelatin, Beatbox Bob, Scotty Sig, we love you. This has been the Mosh Gelatin Show. Wait. Yeah, is that how I'm going to go?
That's how you should go.
Yeah, I'm going to go like this.
It was already smooth.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I of the world, but I only have two hands. I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young. Not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone. And love is the prize. So wake me up.